Of the House Judiciary will now come to order. The time is now 1:01 p.m. on Friday, February 26. We are in the Grunberg Room, Capitol Room 120. The following members are present: Representative Underwood, Representative Costello, Vice Chair Kopp, and myself, Representative Gray, Chair. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business. I would like to recognize the staff supporting this meeting: Sophia Tenney from House Records, Kyla Tupo from the Juno LIO, and my committee aide, Dylan Hitchcock-Lopez. We have three items of business on today's agenda. First, we will hear in its second hearing House Bill 81, Access to Marijuana Conviction Records. Then we will hear House Bill 4, Presidential Write-In Votes. And finally, we will hear House Bill 262, Number of Superior Court Judges. All for their second hearing, all intended to move today. As our first item of business, we will take up House Bill 81, Access to Marijuana Conviction Records, for its second hearing in our committee. This time, I would like to invite the sponsor, Representative David Nelson, and his staff, Donna Page, to the witness table. At the last hearing, I set an amendment deadline of 5 p.m. yesterday. We have received no amendments. Oh, you can sit here, ma'am. We welcome Representative Mina to House Judiciary at 1:02 p.m. As we have received no amendments, I invite the sponsor to make any final remarks at this time.
Excellent. Thank you, Chair Gray and members of the House Judiciary Committee. For the record, again, I am David Nelson, representative to House District 18, which includes Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson, East Anchorage, and Government Hill. Thank you again for hearing House Bill 81, an act restricting the release of certain records of convictions and providing for an effective date. House Bill 81 would make certain marijuana possession convictions confidential on basic background checks while keeping those convictions available for government agencies and qualified people. And individuals who are 21 years of age or older at the time of the crime, possess 1 ounce or less of marijuana, and were not convicted of any other crimes in the same incident, would be able to request the Department of Public Safety make those crimes on their record confidential. Hardworking Alaskans are facing barriers to employment, housing, licensing, and volunteer opportunities, leaving them less able to contribute fully to their community. I urge the committee to pass House Bill number 81.
Thank you, Representative Nelson. Are there any final questions or comments from the committee? Thank you. I will say thank you to the sponsor and his staff for presenting the bill. I'll also say that it just makes sense that folks who are convicted of something that today is not illegal should not be held back for that issue. Seeing no further comments or questions, do we have a motion at this time?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, I at this time move House Bill 81, Work Order 34-LS0474/I, be reported out of the Judiciary Committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Hearing no objection, House Bill 81, Work Order 34-LS0474/I is reported out of Judiciary Committee with individual recommendations, attached fiscal note, and attached fiscal note. I authorize Legislative Legal Services to make any necessary technical and conforming changes. We will take a brief at ease while we sign the paperwork. Back on the record, our second item of business is to bring back House Bill 4, Presidential Write-In Votes, up for its second hearing in our committee. At this time, I would like to invite the sponsor, Representative Sadler, and his staff, Melody Wilterdink, to the witness table. At the last hearing, I set an amendment deadline of yesterday at 5 p.m. We have received no amendments. I invite the sponsor to make any final remarks at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, Representative Dan Sadler, House District 24, Chugach, Eagle River, Birchwood, Peters Creek. Mr. Chairman, I appreciate the chance to make a final statement. I really don't have anything to say. We had a robust conversation at the last meeting. I would only say that if this were to pass and become law, I would look forward to the opportunity to vote for you for president and the vice chair for vice president.
Thank you so much. Are there any comments or questions from committee? Representative Mina.
Through the chair, thank you for introducing this bill. I looked at the ballot, and it looks like there's space to put another line for the write-in vote. So I think it makes sense.
Um,
Representative Kopp.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Sadler, for bringing this forward. Proud of you. Well, I'm about to say that, you know, it's thinking outside the box, and I think it does reflect the independent spirit of Alaskans. Sometimes we just don't like to get put in a box, and we need the ability to express our choice. Really? I appreciate the spirit of the bill.
Mr. Chair, if I may?
Yes.
I guess I probably should put the record that this bill came to be by the suggestion of a friend and constituent, former State Senator Randy Phillips, a longtime representative and senator, so he's a good guy too. But he had strong feelings about the subject and suggested that maybe there ought to be a law. So this one's for you, Randy.
Thank you, Representative Sadler. Seeing no further comments or questions, do we have a motion at this time?
I do, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, at this time, I move that House Bill 4, Work Order 34-LS0127-A be reported out of the Judiciary Committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Hearing no objection, House Bill 4, Work Order 34-LS0127-A is reported out of the Judiciary Committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. I authorize Legislative Legal Services to make any necessary technical and conforming changes. We will take a brief at ease while we sign the paperwork. Mm-hmm. Item of business, we will take up House Bill 262, Number of Superior Court Judges, for its second hearing in our committee. At this time, I would like to invite Nancy Mead, General Counsel for the Alaska Court System, up to the front. At the last hearing, I set an amendment deadline for yesterday at 5 p.m. As we have received no amendments, I invite the sponsor to make any final remarks at this time.
Thank you, members of the committee. For the record, Nancy Mead, General Counsel for the Alaska Court System. I want to thank the committee for recognizing at the last hearing that there is indeed a need for a new Superior Court judge in Palmer. I'd be happy to answer any questions, surely we come before you reluctantly and are careful with the state's resources, but this is something that really can't be denied that we could really use this for the residents of the Matanuska-Susitna Valley and all the other residents statewide that it's affecting to be short on a judge there.
Thank you, Ms. Mead. Representative Kopp.
Yeah, just for the record, possibly in response to my ask of Ms. Of Counselor Mead, if any other executive branch agency was going to weigh in with a fiscal note, the Department of Law dutifully weighed in with a $303,000 fiscal note. So that is now going to be attached to it. And for the record, I do support the position. But seeing that the public defender had jumped on it, I thought this might be coming, and sure enough. Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Representative Kopp. Any other questions or comments? Seeing no other questions or comments at this time, do I have a motion?
I do. Mr. Chair, at this time, I move House Bill 262, Work Order 34-LS1312-A, be reported out of the Judiciary Committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Hearing no objection, House Bill 262, Work Order 34-LS1312-A is reported out of the Judiciary Committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. I authorize Legislative Legal Services to make any necessary technical and conforming changes. We will hold off on the paperwork until we adjourn the committee, because we are done with the business before the committee today. Here is a quick preview of next week. We will not be meeting on Monday. On Wednesday, we will hear House Bill 213, Data Sharing, Social Security. It will be introduced at that time. We will also return to House Bill 136, Railroad Utility Corridors, which was introduced last year. On Friday, February 13th, we will have our second hearing of it'll be an introduction of House Bill 230, Negligent Homicide, Failure to Assist. It will be introduced by Representative Kopp. And House Bill 64, Surrender of Infant Safety Device, will be returning for its second hearing after being introduced last year. The time is now 1:14 p.m., and this hearing of the House Judiciary Committee is adjourned.